The Truth News Network. The weather outside may be frightful, but he's blowing away the snow for a clear path to the truth. Dan Newman.
Well, record snow and even blizzard conditions threaten to blanket the northern half of the United States, but it's supposed to snow. It's Christmas Eve. So, for all of our Truth News Network friends and partners who live up north in the U.S. and Canada, or in snow country in other nations around the world, let me say this. In Louisiana, it'll hit 65 degrees today. And I'll ride my bike this evening in shorts and a t-shirt. So go ahead and be jealous. Welcome to Christmas Eve 2019 with Truth News Network. We're excited about the holiday. It's important to all of us, and especially significant in our lives. Tomorrow, we celebrate the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. So, before we get rolling today, let's chat about what's coming up January 7th to TNN. You're coming up. Yes, you're coming up. That's right. Truth News Network listeners and partners will have the opportunity to be a part of our podcast. You've been reading and listening for several years now. We get comments and emails every day with your opinions and your questions. But we want not just to read or hear your thoughts on paper. We want to hear your thoughts and discuss those live with you during the broadcast. Just think, when you join us, you'll be talking to people sharing your opinions from all over the United States and Canada, Mexico, Central, and even South America, with Truth News Network partners staying up late in Switzerland, England, France, Italy, Hong Kong, China, Malaysia, and even folks in Russia. We can't wait to get started on January 7th as we kick 2020 into high gear. Now, how do you join us on the air? It's real simple, but you got to listen through this. Every TNN member early in the morning already gets an email link that takes you directly to that day's podcast and story. And then you can click on the link and go right to it each and every day. So what we're going to start doing is you'll get that same email. The first line in that link will tell you the topic of not that day, but the next day's story. So you can begin thinking about, do I want to call in and weigh in with my opinion, my thoughts, ask my questions live during a podcast the next day? If you do, you'll then just send an email to partner@truthnewsnet.org. I'll say it again, partner@truthnewsnet.org. In the email, just make sure you put your name first and last, what city, state, and country where you live, and the phone number at which we can reach you either the afternoon of that email, that same afternoon when you write us that email, or early the next morning. We're in Central U.S. time, same time as Dallas and Chicago. We'll call you to discuss in brief how our recorded phone call will go. If you're fine, you feel comfortable, and you're ready, we might just talk then and record the call or set up a firm time later to do it in that afternoon or maybe even early the next morning. We prepare every story and podcast the afternoon and evening before they are published. We do that right now. Stories and podcasts are always edited, I just want to tell you up front. But we don't edit for content. We edit for time and mistakes. Guess what? I make mistakes. We encourage all with different perspectives to get involved. I'm not going to argue with you, but we'll share perspectives and discuss yours and mine. This is critical. Listen to this. To participate, you've got to receive those email links from us with the type of story we'll be discussing with you on the next day's podcast. We have hundreds and hundreds of subscribers already. You've got to subscribe. Now, to get those emails, you must subscribe. It's real simple. On the front page of the podcast and the webpage, right there on the right lower side, there's a place for you to stick in your name and your email address. That's how you register. We don't sell anything. We don't ever reach out to you in any way, shape, form, or fashion other than when you get that email overnight with the link that when you click on it will take you to that day's story and podcast. First line of that link will have the next day's story in it, and you just reach out to us if you want to be a part of the podcast. It's that simple. The first link like that is going to go out early the morning of January 6th with a topic for January 7th's show. Reply with your brief thoughts on the topic and your phone number. It's that simple. We'll call you back to coordinate a 5 to 10 minute conversation that will be part of the next day's podcast. By the way, if you have any questions about this, feel free to reach out to me at dan@truthnewsnet.org as soon as you have those questions. We'll get you comfortable with the process. You can be on the show with me beginning January the 7th, and I cannot wait. Now, we'll be giving this information to you every day between now and then, so just stay close. And please, if you have a question, reach out to me, dan@truthnewsnet.org. We want to hear from you. Well, it's Christmas Eve, and we always do something special. It's always a tribute for our men and women who each Christmas are unable to be at home with their family members. Let's face it, Christmas is a family time. Tens of millions of people in the U.S. will be with their loved ones tomorrow, having great times celebrating the season, each other's lives, and all the history they've shared. For those who cannot do that, we certainly want to honor their sacrifices of their time and their being away. If you've never been alone on Christmas Eve, away from your family, you won't know how lonely one feels. Christmas loneliness is the worst kind of loneliness. We honor those folks who tonight are going to go to sleep somewhere other than their own bed, either alone or beside other soldiers doing the same thing for people they'll probably never know. They're protecting all of us. This just hit me a moment ago. There are men and women in uniform that are Truth News Network partners that will hear our tribute to them today. To you, we say a heartfelt thank you for caring enough for all of us to miss your family members voluntarily while protecting us from evils that we will never face because of what you have done. We love and thank you for caring. God bless you each this Christmas Eve. 'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give. I had no idea who in this little house could possibly live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No ornaments, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings from the mantle, just boots full of sand. On the wall there were pictures from far distant lands. There were medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark. It was dreary. This was the home of a soldier. Now I could tell that so clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, all alone, curled up on the floor of this one-bedroom home. He slept soundly in a room in such disorder. Not at all how I pictured Christmas Eve for a United States soldier. Was this that hero of which we'd all read, curled up on a poncho on a hard, cold, and rocky bed? It occurred to me that all the families that I saw during this night owed their lives to soldiers like this, who are all willing to fight. In the morning around the world, children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoy freedom each day, of each month, of each year, because of this and other soldiers, just like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many others lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in some land far from their home. That very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees, and I started to cry. At that moment, the soldier awakened, and I heard his soft voice. "Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't expect more. My life is my God, my country, my core." Then he rolled over and drifted off to sleep. As he lay there, I lost it. I just started to weep. I stood watch over his bed for hours, so silent, so still. We shivered together from Christmas Eve's cold night chill. I couldn't bear to leave him alone on that cold, dark night. This guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Just then, he rolled over, and with a voice soft and pure, he whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. To you today, Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you tonight.